Congresswoman Shaw.
Present.
Congressman Keane.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Congresswoman Rebar.
Present.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Present. Thank you. The next item on our agenda is prayer. Congresswoman Shaw, will you please say afternoon prayer?
Yes, I'll be happy to. Please bow your hands. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this beautiful day and for, again, the opportunity to serve the Osage people. Lord, please guide us as we make decisions and protect all of our members, certainly the children, elders, and military. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. Thank you. If you're not speaking, if everyone could mute their phones. The next item on the agenda is approval of minutes. If the committee would take a couple of minutes to look over the minutes from the last meeting.
Madam Chair, this is Brandy.
Yes.
I'm not seeing the minutes unless we receive them in the email. I apologize.
You are correct, actually. We don't have them in the calendar invite. Clerk,
I can send them to you now.
You're going to send them via email?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Actually, Shanna, let's just wait until the next meeting and we'll approve two sets of minutes.
Okay, I apologize.
That's okay. That's okay. It's really not a big deal. It's okay. All right, so we're going to move on. We'll just approve two sets of minutes in the next commerce meeting. And so the next item on our agenda is ONCR 2025, a resolution declaring congressional consent and approval of the Osage Nation Gaming Enterprise Board's annual plan of operation for fiscal year 2021. I am the sponsor and I will relinquish the chair to the vice chair, Congresswoman Shaw, at this time.
Thank you very much, Chair. The next thing on the agenda is executive session for confidential proprietary gaming matters. Is there a motion to enter executive session?
So moved.
Second.
There's a motion to enter executive session and a second. Any discussion? All in favor, please say yes.
Yes.
No?
Yes.
Any no's?
Yes.
Motion carries. We'll enter into executive session. Thank you.
Chair Shaw or Vice Chair Shaw?
Yes.
Can you see the screen?
I can see the screen.
Can you tell me who you would like to dismiss and who you would like to keep in? I know there are some individuals that are here for the COVID task force update, and we can notify Mr. Weigant once we come out of executive session. And they can call back in at that time. So I would ask those individuals to leave first and foremost.
Clerk, it looks like Congress, any of our gaming folks,
Okay.
If you're an employee of the nation, please excuse yourself.
This is Alice. Kim, are you on the line? And Kim?
Yes.
Kim is on the line. Kimberly's on the line. I have one unidentified caller that's on the line that needs to identify themselves, please.
Does Alicia?
Does Alicia need to stay on the line, or does she need to be disconnected?
Chair Goodfox, would you like the treasurer in on the discussion or not?
I don't. We've always left the chief's office on the executive call when it comes to the annual plan of operations.
Okay.
Okay. There's another unidentified caller that just called in.
It's RJ. Can I be on, please?
Yes, Congressman. I will not dismiss you.
Thanks.
Okay, at this time, I'm going to lock the call and I'm going to silence my computer. And when you come back in, just let me know and I will contact Mr. Wygant.
Something the same time I was moving it. Are we off now?
I don't know. Hang on. I don't know. I moved the microphone over and I slid the mouse. So I might have kicked everyone out.